Podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 3, episode 27, number 117. How's it going, ladies?
Oh, just ducky.
Just ducky?
I said that in a meeting last week, and it lightened the mood of the room. I got some good feedback from it. So you
I
know,
was trying to think of a good duck pun, and I couldn't think fast.
I'm trying it out in other arenas to see if I get the same sort of a response.
Oh, fantastic! Fantastic. Quack quack, motherfucker.
Quack quack.
Oh, sorry, mother forker. like a
That's
minute in
together.
A minute in and I've already ruined it. So I need to, before we get started, issue an apology for the kind of bad audio last week. Jay and I tried to fix it this week. We're starting this show like an hour later than usual, and we couldn't get it quite to sound better. So what we're gonna have to do is look at it on day when we're not actually recording and we don't have a time crunch. And we are right now recording. We set everything up that I'm recording through Google Hangouts to kind of grab the audio from this, which is where I got the backup audio from last week, although it wasn't, the actual system wasn't plugged into it. But where that comes with is I can't monitor like our levels. I have no idea how we sound right now. I couldn't do a sound test like we generally do. And yeah, so we're just going to have to roll with this, and everybody keep listening. I promise it'll be a fun
show. It's a listening adventure.
It's a listening adventure. Anyway,
a corn maze for your ears.
A corn maze for your ears. Oh my god, you're just gonna keep saying like freaking like old lady sayings the whole show. I'm gonna love it.
Yeah, I think a corn maze for your ears might be up there for title,
an episode title. Contender, a corn maze, yeah, for your ears. Okay, I will write that one down. Alex started walking today.
I saw.
It was so exciting. I posted a video on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. It's the same video, but that was the second time we did it. The first time we did it, he took like a good 6 steps towards us, but we were so like, oh my God, is this happening, that we didn't have our phone out. And the second time, Jay like kind of covertly like had his phone out filming it, so Alex didn't like notice till, you know, because once you put that out there, like, kids will just stop doing whatever you want them to do, because gosh darn it, they don't perform for you. But yeah, so then after the video we posted, Jay and I were sitting about 4 feet apart, 3 or 4 feet apart, and we were like, come on, walk to us. And he was like getting really excited, standing up and then walking back and forth to each one of us, and like would walk to us and hug us and get all excited. And it was like the coolest thing.
That's so super cute.
It was super cute. But yeah, we're 2 weeks away from a year, right? Yeah, 2.5 weeks. So 11 and a half months. That beats his brother's record by 4 months. Zachary did not even want to walk until he was over 15 months old. We were at the doctor the morning that he started walking. We had his like 15 month checkup, and we were like, so when should we be worried? And she was like, oh, you've got until at least 18 months, if not more. And we were like, all right. And then Jay took him to Lowe's and he started walking in Lowe's, so I missed his first steps.
Oh,
and I was real glad I got to see Alex's.
Yeah.
Yay. Anyway, nice. Good times.
That's cool. I feel like I also have a milestone with my fur babies, if I may. But it's nothing that they did. It's something that we did, and not as cool as walking. I was just trying to segue. We got an automatic cat litter box.
What is that? How does it work? Tell me everything.
Okay. So first of all, there was like some, I don't know, like error, I think, ultimately, with the way that it was marked down, because it was like on sale, but even that was like, there's something erroneous about the way that it was marked down. So it rang up as way cheaper than it was even supposed to be. So that's cool. So score number one. Score number two. So like, it doesn't have a top, like it doesn't have a lid, which was sort of worrisome at first, but like, you don't need one, actually, because it doesn't smell.
That's what she said.
Free range litter. Open air.
So the cats go in the box.
Sorry.
They do their business, and there's a sensor in there, and the sensor goes off 20 minutes after the cat has exited. We were worried that they were going to be like scared, but they'll be like long gone by then. So 20 minutes afterwards, this little rake thing comes through and rakes it up and puts it into this little container at the end that closes then. And then the rake goes back. And there you go.
Where does the rake store when it's not raking? Is it like up again?
At the back. And then the little container thing, the like with a lid and everything and like a filter sort of thing in it, that container's at the front. So the rake comes through, opens it, beep, and comes back.
I feel like you need to take a picture of this. I am not picturing it. I need some visual context.
I think Jacko.
Yeah. I think Jack has something or had something similar.
Yes. I remember like a year or two ago hearing something about that, either on his podcast or when we were just talking, I don't remember. And I was like, wait a second, Jack, like, do you have one of those automatic things? How is that? And I think he was kind of lukewarm about the answer. But
to be fair, he's lukewarm about pretty much everything. So lukewarm means he liked it.
Okay. And I could be misremembering, but anyway, that I've been thinking about it for a while. Mostly Frank has been thinking about it for a while. And I've sort of
So is it life changing?
It's fucking life changing. We've only got it.
So now is it easy to clean out the like storage part?
So here's the one thing that I don't really like about it is that this little storage container thing is plastic, and you're supposed, it says once a week, you just toss it and replace it with a new one.
So it's like recyclable or biodegradable. Yeah. Or
exactly. So there's like a slight extra expense of having to buy this plastic thing. But mostly what I don't like is that it's just like throwing away extra plastic.
Yeah.
But what we're going to monitor it and see. Because I think, why not? It comes with 8 of them, so we already have the 8. Why not just take the plastic thing out? It's really nice that everything is, like, all the, you know, feces and whatever is already in there. So you just transfer that into the garbage, like, into maybe, like, a paper bag, and then put it in the garbage. And then just, like, rinse out the plastic thing and reuse it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need to change it every time, but we'll see, like, how nasty it is, but...
It might get real gross. Right. Real quick.
But I mean, it's cat litter that's been, or it's cat, sorry, it's
right, it's coated in the litter.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm not like, I can totally rinse that out. That's fine. I'm not that.
In 20 minutes, theoretically most of the stuff will have clumped and dried. Yes. So yeah, it might not be so bad.
I'll check back in with me next week when I've, you know.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting, though. It just does. Like, ever since we got Gabby, it's just, she is just a messy girl. She's a real dirty girl, I'm telling you. And, it just hasn't been the same in terms of, like, the litter box situation. And I feel like this is a really good fix. Like, it doesn't smell at all.
Nice. Well, congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Listen, I was talking to my friend Trisha earlier, and she was saying how, you know, her kids, she had a like terrible week, and how her kids were just being assholes because she's got 4 kids that are 5 and under because she's twins. She has twins. So
that's exactly like my family.
Yeah. Jay and I had this discussion yesterday, actually. And I was like, I hear it gets better when you don't have to wipe their asses anymore. So this is like kind of like the equivalent of you not having to wipe your cat's asses anymore.
Yeah. You don't have to physically like pick up their shit. Yeah. It's-
yeah.
Yeah,
and she responds with, "Oh my god!" And they can take real cough medicine. Because let me tell you, the stuff they give kids doesn't really work very well. I was like, "Yes," and real Benadryl. Hashtag mom humor.
See, just a little whiskey on the gums, right? Isn't that a thing? No,
brandy. I think. Well, I guess brandy or whiskey. I think it depends on your origin.
Yeah.
I think the Italians, we do the brandy.
I don't know what. I think we did whiskey. I don't know what we did.
Also, I guess maybe it doesn't matter.
Maybe it was brandy.
We certainly didn't do any of this.
As long as it's over a certain proof.
Right. Well, because it's like, it's just a little on your finger. You know, it's like, it's not like, you're not like putting it in the bottle and like, here you go, kid.
Anyways.
Well, good. I'm glad. We took Captain to the vet yesterday. Uh-huh. And
Keeping
in the cat discussion. Just got the call back from the vet today about his blood work because, you know, he's an old man now, so he needs to get the senior wellness on top of.
How old is he again?
He is give or take.
Oh, because you don't know the cure, right?
9 to 10 years old.
Oh, that's not too bad. Zoe is 10.
Yeah.
Fiona's like 12 or 13, and like we can really see, we can tell this year.
Oh no.
Yeah.
All right.
Extending his youthfulness. He now he's never done this before, but now he like gets up on countertops and in the sink, and it's been like a real thing. And yesterday when we came back from the vet, he got all the way up on the fridge.
Oh snap. That's like a 2-year-old cat move.
Exactly. So someone's getting quite spry in his old age. The vet called. He has a clean bill of health. So why he's jumping up on all the surfaces and demanding all the food, it's really hard to say. But he did. He lost weight. He lost a pound.
Oh, good job. Ooh, so he caught him.
Well, now he's like, he doesn't have to keep losing weight. Now it's like, oh, that's why you're hungry. Like, maybe we are underfeeding.
The older you get, I imagine, for a cat too. So good for him.
So they told us to keep monitoring his weight, because if he keeps losing weight, then maybe there is something wrong. Yeah. But yeah, his blood work came back fine. So he doesn't have diabetes. He doesn't have any sort of thyroid disorder. So that we're all happy here. And if he would just stay off my goddamn countertops, would be great. He actually tried to steal a piece of bread from me today while I was eating dinner. I got up to fix the internet because the internet went out. I turned around and he had knocked the piece of bread off the table and was like sniffing at it on the floor.
Holy shit, Amanda, your cat is having a midlife crisis. This is his equivalent of buying a Corvette and running away with his secretary.
Exactly. I can't wait to come home one day and there's all these like floozy cats hanging around. I did not say you could have guests over.
Captain, I'll do what I want, Mom, okay?
Yeah. What did I say? No company when we're not home. We just want to know what you're up to and who your friends are. We need to meet them first.
Right. I'll be sure to keep Gabby here indoors because she is a dirty girl. So
I really hope that the audio for this sounds good because I kind of forking love this discussion.
Cat population.
Yep. No, cat rebellion. Cat midlife crisis and all the things that come with it, including cat copulation and cats partying and cats eating bread. And
hey, they're all spayed and neutered. There's no consequences.
Very true. Very true. And up on all their vaccines, they're good to go.
So yesterday was, as we're recording this, it was Martin Luther King Day, which we call in this household the best holiday of the year because Jay and I are off from work, but the kids still have to go to daycare.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty much like the best day of the year. It was freezing, just like I know New York has been really cold, Amanda.
Yeah, it was really terrible yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was actually really terrible today.
For Raleigh, it never got above freezing yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and we didn't even have snow, so it was really cold. So, in the morning, we were visited by Mike, who ran 2 marathons back-to-back.
Why would you do that?
Because...
I mean, the running, not the visiting, Mike. Mike, you're wonderful.
For a total of 4 in 8 days or something like that? Did I read that right?
Yeah, so he did the Disney one last week, and then maybe he did another one, I don't remember. And then he did one in South Carolina on Saturday, and then one in Georgia on Sunday, because he has this thing where he wants to do a marathon in each state.
So did he run 2 marathons back-to-back?
Like literally back-to-back.
How does one do that? That can't be healthy. What does his doctor say about this?
Thumbs up? I don't know. My question was, why do you hate your knees? And he was like, they feel pretty good, actually. And I was
my knees hurt just hearing this story.
I know, right?
I mean, I think it just depends how you train, because, you know, people run like 50 mile races, 100 yeah. mile races.
Right. Those like ultra mile or marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike came by in the morning on his drive back from Georgia. And then we ended up going to the movies and we saw On the Basis of Sex, which is
was it?
Yes. So for anyone who doesn't know, that's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg biopic. Freaking loved it. I wanted to go and watch RBG last night, which of course then I got like distracted as I do and didn't get to, but I'm totally gonna watch it tomorrow. I really, really loved it. I don't know. I think everybody should be a Ruth and Marty. Like, just great.
They really do have the most romantic, like, it's like a real life fairy tale.
They're just the best.
Like, it's, yeah.
And I didn't realize her nephew is the one that wrote the screenplay.
Oh, no way. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was great. And the woman that I was sitting next to had to have been her late 60s. And at the end of the movie, when, like, you know, they're making their case in the circuit court, I think it was like the 10th circuit court, whatever it was. And, you know, Ruth has this big moment and she's next to me like... And like, just like, you know, trying to hold back sobs. And I'm okay. And then I hear her and I'm thinking, oh my God, like she lived through this and she must be thinking like all the times, you know, like how her generation fought. So then I started crying and I was like, so it was all sorts of. I would like to think that there were other women who were in there crying with us. It was in a smaller theater, but it was pretty packed. So I was happy about that.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely see it though. I think you guys will really like it.
Oh, it's high on my list. Yeah. I would very much like to.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Anyway. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. No, I did nothing exciting this weekend. Oh, I did one thing. So for Christmas, my brother bought me the subscription to the site called Flavier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so it's like an online. It's almost like an online, like high end, like liquor store where you can buy all these.
Oh.
Spirits mostly. Like, it's not like wine or beer or anything, but it's just, you know, like really, really like higher end small batch spirits. And it's like a subscription thing, but like they send you like a welcome package where you get like three little testers of things to try. And it was so much fun. So you get these three little vials and it's like a blind taste test. So like buried in the bottom of the package are like the names of all the things, but they like want to encourage you to like try them all individually first. Like, it'll just be like, you know, A is a whiskey, like B is a whiskey, C is a scotch. And that's all you have to work off of.
Ooh.
But it was a lot of fun. Nice. Yeah. And like, you can buy like different sample packs like that. Like, if you want to just like try a bunch of things and you like can like fill up your like virtual, your virtual liquor cabinet, I think, or what they call it, what the kids are calling it. And then it'll like help make suggestions based off of what you've already tried and, you know, you like, and
that's cool.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got a bourbon, a rye, and a scotch in this sample.
And you love rye whiskey.
I do. And I really liked the bourbon too. And I definitely don't like scotch.
I love scotch.
Really, just really don't.
Okay, like, this anytime you get it, save it for me and I'll trade you for something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this one was palatable. I could get it down. It wasn't quite like a...
That's what she said.
Like a forest fire. You know, it was more like a... Like, you just blew out a candle and like the smoke is still wafting in the air. It was like that kind of smoky.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Cool. And what is it called again? I will link to it in the show notes if anybody else wants to try it.
Flavier. So it's Flavier. So I think that's how you would pronounce it.
Flavois.
Flavois?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. That sounded fancier.
All right. But I'll link to that in the show notes. Cool. Does anybody else have anything?
I think the cat box really was the...
That was the highlight.
Well,
it really was.
That is pretty awesome.
That
so
pretty great.
Okay. Last week, I promised everybody that I would read from the Reddit answers of what food do you consciously prepare wrong because you like it better.
Yes.
So full disclosure, I opened the tab before we started our audio thing, our audio testing that lasted forever, and then never actually finished copying and pasting things. So we're going to go through this a little bit, a little roughly.
Matt, that one's for you.
Yeah, sure was. All right. So what food do you consciously prepare wrong because you like it better that way? And we've got your tame ones, like my wife doubles the pumpkin in the pumpkin bread. First time it was an accident and it's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, I add garlic to everything. I know bolognese doesn't technically call for it, but I don't care. Garlic me up, baby. So you've got your like easy ones like that. Food is a vessel for garlic, no doubt. I agree. As someone that doesn't smell me after garlic, I fully support me eating it. Okay, burned sausages. This person said, I feel the same way with sausages. Burn the shit out of them on the grill. They normally have enough fat in them that they're still burnt, that when they're burnt, they're still juicy. And then somebody commented, cold burnt sausage the next day is one of my favorite breakfasts.
Oh, my God. And does anyone watch Room 104? Because that's Room 104.
I've that's heard it. Man, I've never watched it.
Reminded me of an episode. Yeah. Trump made me watch an episode. And that one reminded me of it. And if anyone listening watches Room 104, you'll know.
Somebody else said, not me, but my grandma hated drinking. Here we go into some of the good ones. My grandma hated drinking milk so much she usually ate her Cheerios with fruit juice, usually fruit punch or some other berry blend.
Gross. That's
really gross.
It's a lot of sugar.
I know. Somebody, the person that commented under it said, this is the only answer that has made me uncomfortable. one person said that they never put cumin, C-U-M-I-N, cumin. I use the spice. I love it.
But come in.
Come in. Yeah.
Come in.
Come in smells like stale body odor.
I mean, sometimes it does. Yeah.
Well, that's what the person pungent that responded to this said. It does, but it's also delicious.
Truth.
Somebody else said they like to undercook brownies on purpose.
Yeah. Ooh, isn't that what everyone does?
No.
Oh, you should.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
You just heat it up and put ice cream on it. It's like the same thing.
Oh, that was my grandma's secret recipe, though. She was always like, yeah, you take it out like 5 minutes early. That was like her big secret.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. She always undercooked the brownies.
I make scrambled eggs dry. I can't stand them when they're wet. Same with omelets. They have to cook on both sides. Scrambled eggs dry is kind of disgusting because that just means you like bake them. So sometimes Jay will make me scrambled eggs in the morning and, you know, I will take them to work and then reheat them and they get super dry and then I slather them in hot sauce.
But oh, see, I like them dry because I'm afraid if they're not, then, you know, they're not cooked all the way.
So are we just saying that it's not runny?
I think they're saying that it's not, they're not moist or runny. Like it's like literally like as crispy rice you can make the eggs.
Oh, I always thought just like dry eggs means like that. Yeah. They're just cooked all the way through. Like there's nothing runny in them.
They can still be, I feel like they can still be fluffy.
Oh yeah.
Be cooked all the way through.
Yeah, but, I know, once they're dry, they're not stuffed fluffy anymore.
Oh, but they can be. I feel like this is a classic food difference that Frank and I have. Whereas he likes his omelet not quite, like a little bit runny still. And that just really grosses me out.
Yeah, same.
I love runny eggs.
I like them over easy.
Yeah, I like them over. I like the yolk runny. But I feel like if it's
if the actual like egg part is runny.
Well, yeah. I feel like if it once you have beat the egg together, then I feel like all bets are off. Then I get nervous if it's not cooked all the way through. You've missed your window of opportunity for the runny goodness. Oh, Matt, that one's for you, pal.
So I take, and I've been banned from doing this in my house and I've been banned from doing it in my actual office. So I have to go downstairs to like the company kitchen where nobody can smell it. But Aunt Cindy got me this little like tin or little container over the summer. And what you can do is you put your egg whites in it and you microwave them for like 2 minutes and it makes perfect egg whites. And it has like been life changing for me. I've been doing it every day for the last like 3 or 4 months. I take it downstairs. I like put them in the microwave. They come out. They're fluffy. They're wonderful. Salt, pepper, hot sauce. Like it's great. Like I feel like it's the best thing. Like sometimes I eat them for breakfast and for lunch. No. Because I can't, you know, it's just, I don't know. I really love them. So I don't know. Check this little thing out. It's like this little, it's the point of the container. It's like a circle is to make the perfect egg sandwich egg. But I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't do that. I like, you know, chop it up and make it into my own little version of scrambled eggs. But it's really cool. And it's not runny. It's like I do it moist. I've figured out the right amount of time. Every microwave is different. The right amount of time between my home microwave, which I do when nobody's home, because I'm not allowed to do it when Jay is home at least. And the work microwave. But yeah, it's great. Like I'll try to find it and link to it in the show notes. If you like making egg whites and you are like me where you don't eat breakfast at home, because I don't eat breakfast for at least an hour or so after I wake up. I'm just not hungry.
Oh no, I breakfast right away.
I'm not hungry. And the rare times that I've eaten breakfast when I've woken up because Jay's made it or something. That's why I take it with me, is like I'm hungry then like 2 hours later, no matter what. Like it doesn't.
Oh my God. You know, I feel like my blood sugar like immediately plummets and I get super hangry.
Nope.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Not, I take everything in me. I do my yoga. I do my yoga with Adrian. I take my shower, put some clothes on, and then it's like, okay, it is breakfast time. It is time to eat the food. Yeah. Everything else can wait. Yeah. And it's like sit down, like real proper breakfast.
That's crazy. Like, I mean, it's not crazy. Everybody's different, but I feel like I'm definitely in the minority on this point, in that, you know, everybody else seems to be an early breakfaster, but not me. And maybe I can train myself, but it takes me a little while to wake up. So.
Oh my God.
It seems like that system works for you. You don't get to train yourself for anything. It seems to work just fine. Yeah.
Because it's not like, for me, it's like, it's not so much of a thing during the weekdays, because like I get up again, I do my yoga now too, and then I eat and then I shower and then whatever. So it's all like within a short span of time. It's really on the weekends where like I naturally wake up earlier than Frank because of our schedules are so different. But it's like from the time that I wake up, that clock is ticking. It doesn't even matter if I'm out of bed. Like my like reserves are... They're ticking.
So now do you wait for him to wake up to have breakfast, or is it like you're on your own, pal?
So that's always kind of like the conundrum. Mm-hmm. But usually, honestly, like if I'm being honest, like usually like when I get up at like 7 and he doesn't get up for a couple more hours, like I will just go downstairs and have breakfast and wait for him to wake up.
Yeah.
And then like I'll have lunch with him when he's having breakfast.
Right. Because you know, 3 hours, that's the time for another meal.
Totally.
Or second breakfast is the hobby.
Second breakfast.
Yeah. And he can wait for like hours and hours and hours and hours to eat. So like
I don't understand those people.
I do not get it.
Yeah. I need my meals.
Is Frank high strong like me?
I would say
I'm wondering if our body chemistry is
different. More high strung than him. I mean what
He's French. What does he have to be high strung about?
Hey, he's half American now, okay?
So that's true. He's right. Half American.
That is right. Yeah. I think it maybe depends on the definition of high strung.
Whoa, robot Shandy!
Robot!
Oh, good. I was afraid it was my internet.
Woo! No. Say that again. It depends on the definition of high strung.
Depends on the definition of high strung and the particular thing.
Gotcha. Mm. Cool. All right. Just to finish this section up real quick, because Reddit's ever-changing. So last week, I guess whatever the funny ones that I had seen got downvoted, and now I can't freaking find them again. Somebody said that she likes overcooked risotto. which I don't know why.
And it's just rice.
It's like minute rice. It's like the boxed rice. I feel like that would be the consistency of overcooked risotto.
Fair enough. Know, like I think rice macaroni. Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I like my chicken wings baked long until they're so dry they're crispy. That sounds really gross to me. This other person burns bacon on purpose. I like crispy bacon.
Yeah, I feel like that's a common one. Yeah.
That's actually a debate that I saw somebody's Facebook post recently, that whether you like bacon with like juicy with the fat on it or you like it crispy. Because I like it crispy, but Zachary likes it like juicy with the fat. And I'm like, who are you?
I like both.
I mean, I'll eat it like both ways. I'll eat the bacon both ways after I bring it home. I'm just nursing this cracker over here. I'm like slowly eating all the salt off of it. I don't know. I need to take a poll. Crispy bacon versus juicy fat bacon. And you can only pick one.
But why? Why do you only have to pick one?
Because it's for the fun of the poll.
Why does life have to be an either or?
Yeah.
So wait, do you guys have any like weird stuff that you guys eat that like seems weird?
And that's a great question, because the rest of these answers now that I'm seeing suck. So okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna move on.
Because I have one.
Ooh. No.
Start us off, please.
So I am a big fan of mint chocolate chip ice cream with peanut butter.
Oh, that sounds solid.
Yeah. It's a little controversial, but it's like the perfect combination.
That's very radical of you, Amanda.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like my all-time favorite ice cream sundae combo.
So wait, that's you mint chocolate chip ice cream and peanut butter ice cream, or mint chocolate chip with peanut butter syrup?
Peanut butter, like what I really do is I just melt regular peanut butter in the microwave.
Oh my God, I have totally done that before.
So it gets to like a sauce-like consistency. Mm-hmm, and then you put it on top of the mint chocolate chip ice cream. And then the coldness of the ice cream kind of firms the peanut butter back up. So then it's a little bit of like a casing of peanut butter.
Oh my God.
And if you're really feeling fancy, pull a little Ready Whip on top.
Ooh, and sprinkles?
I find the texture of sprinkles kind of kills the whole ice cream vibe.
Oh no, because I love the peanut butter syrup thing. I used to do the melted peanut butter too. But I use sprinkles. Oh my God, I need an ice cream sundae right now.
No, I really want ice cream real bad. We might have to have a bathroom break that's just an ice cream break.
I'm okay with that.
The only time I've ever done the peanut butter in the microwave thing is when I also put chocolate chips in there.
You just raised the game, my friend. You just raised it.
I've never thought to like put that on ice cream. That's a really good idea.
Mostly what do you put it on?
Just my mouth.
Oh, good an answer as any.
I guess putting it on just your mouth is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Purist.
Yes. No, but now I will take a page out of your book and throw that on some ice cream.
Yeah. I'm telling you. That's where it's at.
You guys didn't go to the ice cream when we were place when we were in Raleigh, did you? Like that
we
was
did.
We did we go did. To Fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't think I went.
No, you didn't because it was on Friday night.
It was on Friday night.
You know what? Yes. This year I got to come on Friday.
You do. Because
Well, I mean, I should come on every Friday, but this instance specifically.
You should arrive in Raleigh on Friday night.
Arrive in Raleigh on Friday night.
You should, because we do go to the Fresh, the ice cream place that's by the restaurant that we have dinner in the Friday that everybody arrives. And it's like, it's really good. And the flavors are great that they offer, and they have great toppings. They have peanut butter toppings. So I feel like you could fulfill have somebody else make your peanut butter on mint chocolate chip.
Totally. Okay. All right. Sold.
So get your tickets now. So that way the prices don't go up. So you have to go on Saturday.
Right. That's true. That's usually why.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. All right, moving on. Do you guys want to get into some facey back / feedback?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, some farting in your facey back. Janet wants to know your take on the Oscar nominations, surprises, snubs, general opinion. I saw the list briefly earlier. I was surprised that Bradley Cooper didn't get a nomination for A Star Is Born.
Did he get any?
He did for Best Actor.
Okay, but not for director.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was a tough category this year.
Yeah.
Spike Lee nominated for the first time.
Really? For an Oscar.
Yeah, I know. I was really shocked too. And Gaga's nominated for both actress and
song?
Original song. I think she's only the second person after Mary J.
Okay. That makes... I'm not sure, actually. I saw the list, but I didn't read too much into detail.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I loved A Star Is Born, so... And I would have nominated Bradley Cooper for director over actor, honestly.
Interesting. I still haven't seen it.
Oh, you should.
I got to get on that.
You should. We came out on Friday on Netflix. Not Netflix. I'm sorry, on iTunes. And we watched all of the behind the scenes stuff and just cried. But Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome.
I really like that movie. I see Spike Lee earned his first ever directing Oscar for Black Klansman. Jay really liked that. I think it's on Netflix or one of the streaming things. I need
it
to watch it.
It is streaming somewhere. But yeah, it's all male category this year for Best Director.
Oh, as you do.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Black Klansman. The one thing that deters me from watching it is I hear it's like 4 hours long, or it's like 3 hours long or something. I don't have an attention span.
Well, if you watch it at home, then you can take breaks.
That's very true.
Yep.
Let's see. Roma. I need to watch that. I've heard, I know Randy and Matt talked about it a few weeks ago, and Martha has talked about it too. Alfonso Cuarón. Yeah. So I'm very curious about watching that one. All right. So Best Pictures is Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. Out of those, I do want to see The Favorite.
The Favorite was good. Freaking weird, but
yeah,
so
it looks
good.
Really weird. But it also looks like one of those movies I probably would want to maybe see in theater because it looks like it's one of those things you need to give all your attention to. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like it's really beautifully shot and just like all three ladies just freaking kill it.
Yeah,
they are
I
all
hear that.
So, 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 so good. Yeah, it's just like a lot of really interesting shots and like a lot of weird, odd points of humor, but it's like I went to go see it and then I super went down the rabbit hole of like researching Queen Anne and like that whole era of the British monarchy because I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
So it is, and it is based off of like actual real people and relationships and
oh cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I that's definitely on my list. Let's see. Roma's on my list, Vice is on my list.
Also good, saw that one.
Oh yeah?
Adam McKay has hit his stride as a filmmaker. Yeah. He really, really has. Like, if you liked The Big Short, it's everything he did right in The Big Short.
And you know.
Elevated in this movie. Like, he did an amazing, amazing job.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to hear. And then, as you know, I loved A Star Is Born. Roma's on my list. I guess that's our Oscars discussion. Thanks, Janet. Thanks, Janet. Because I'm always between my Jana, Janet, and Janice's. Gott says, I'd like to make a motion that we change the name of Friday to Broad's Day. This way, Colleen will feel obligated to release the podcast on Broad's Day every week. Hashtag Broad's Day. Friday is Broad's Day. And Jacob, I need you to get on making me something that says Friday is Broad's Day. but no, we can't do that because the amount of pressure, I would have a heart attack or a stroke, and you don't want that to happen because then the show would just never be released. And I didn't say it would never come out because of you, Matt. JP piggybacks on that with Sunday, Monday, broad days, Tuesday, Wednesday, broad days, Thursday, Friday, broad days. When broad day comes, that's what she said. Colleen Mums, ready to listen to you.
Aw.
Love it.
I will say JP contacted me separately. After he posted that to make sure that he like sent me the original song. And he was like, I know you don't get a lot of pop culture references, so just in case.
He JP splained you.
And he's not wrong, but I did get that one.
Okay.
But thank you, JP.
That's really funny. Mandy said, I somehow missed the commercial talk all week, the Gillette commercial. After hearing you talk about it, this was the first thing I see on Facebook. And this was something you shared with us, Shandy, last week, which was, if you're a man who is upset about the Gillette commercial, you should smile more. You're so prettier when you smile.
Love it.
Gott says, this was in regards to my reading the letter that we got from a former neighbor last week. I spent far too much time today wondering why the Glatfelters' garage was such a cluttered mess. My first thought was Jay's toys, but then I had to laugh at my stupidity. Obviously, Jay would never allow his toys to be in a garage. That's true. He actually had a storage unit for them. Then it hit me. Picture, if you will, a garage stuffed to the rafters with boxes. In these boxes are countless photo frames, but don't judge. Colleen got a great deal on them. Also, idiot neighbor, fuck you in the face. You're not wrong. I've got a lot of picture frames still. And my goal before Alex's first birthday, when we have his first birthday party, is to, my whole downstairs does not have any pictures of Alex. So I need to just swap some stuff out. Mandy says, my oldest is terrified of gremlins. I showed her the article about Gremlin 3 coming out, and her dad wanted to take her to see it. Without hesitation, she said, fudge him. She's either taken the same resolution as Colleen or watching The Good Place without me.
The right answer. Gremlins is terrifying.
Go ahead. The last two episodes of The Good Place are just like so fucking good, and I really want to talk about them.
Oh, I just
the whole.
When is the next season gonna be on Netflix?
It's just so smart.
I just want to know where they're gonna take it next, because I've only seen up to the end of season two, and it's
My god!
I love when I can't picture where the story is going.
Yeah, totally.
It's like they always surprise me.
Yeah. But seriously, the last two episodes that came out in the last couple of weeks.
Oh my god. It's
so good. So fucking good. So smart.
I love it. It's so good. Gremlins are Colleen, to answer your question, are terrifying creatures from, I believe it's the 80s that movie came out. Maybe it was the
early 90s.
Is that the
ones that multiply?
Yeah. So there's the cute furry one that's like kind of like a Palomino pony where it's like white and brown and it's super cute, and all the rest are like stars of your nightmares.
Gremlins,
and then Gremlins. There's a second one, right?
Wait, Mogwai is the shit. Is that the
Wait. Gremlins is the one where they can't get wet, and that's why they multiply, right?
Right. Yes.
Spoiler alert for a movie that's 30 years old.
I was gonna say, are we seriously explaining Gremlins to Colleen? I feel like so knowledgeable, and then I thought the guy's name was
Mowgli. That's the Jungle Book.
Okay, and I said Mogwai, so it's neither. Oh. What is
this? I don't know.
What is his name?
I think you're right, though.
I know this.
Are you talking about the gremlin itself, or?
No, but it's not a gremlin. It's the cute one is
It's
Mogwai! Yes!
Woo!
Take that,
Gizmo.
JP.
I'm so proud of
you. Yes, it's Gizmo. Okay, it's Gizmo, but he is a Mogwai. Okay, let's see.
So he's not a gremlin?
No, he's not a gremlin.
That's good. I never really understood why he was cute and all the rest were so absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Well, you have to follow the directions and make sure not to, you know, feed him after midnight. Yes, it came out in 1984. I actually rewatched.
35 years old this year.
Yeah.
Like us.
Oof. Yes. Yeah. I saw Gremlins as a kid and it was fucking terrifying. And then we watched it last Christmas, actually, because it's like, you know, a Christmas movie. And we were very underwhelmed.
Okay, that's really funny because Jay and I also watched this last year, and it was like part of the I'm watching Goonies for the first time, Gremlins, and I really liked it, but I'd never seen it as a kid.
As a kid, it was terrifying.
Oh, so scary.
Oh,
so
scary. Okay. I have a call to put out there to the listeners because somebody out there is going to know, maybe you guys. So when I was younger, I accidentally saw a movie on cable that was similar to like the Gremlins thing, where the maybe it was one of the Gremlins movie where like the creatures multiply, but only the from what I remember, because I think I was in like third or fourth grade, fifth grade, only the one like protagonist kid could like see them. And there was a scene at a dinner table where they had poisoned the food in order to, and like time kept freezing or something. And in order to keep his family from eating it, the kid like peed on the food or something. Or that was what? that was my like 8-year old understanding. I have been searching to find out what this movie was for 25 years now at this point, whatever it's been. 25, 27 years. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, it would have been pre 94 or 5 or something like that. I have never figured out what this movie was, but it like had such an impact on me as a child that like, yeah, like time froze and like I don't know. I feel like a scene at the dinner table where maybe the kid pissed on the food to like keep his family from eating it is probably enough of an identifier for if anybody knows what this is.
Yeah. No, I have no idea what that is.
Okay. And I could be wrong. Because again, my 9-year-old self or 8-year-old self, whatever it was, assumed that this kid like peed on the food. Maybe he didn't. I've been Googling the wrong thing all these years, but...
Perhaps. The only 90s thing that I can think of where time freezes is Saved by the Bell when Zach needs to talk to the audience.
I know. Time out. All right. Anyway, sorry. Moving on. Will responded to us saying how much we loved him, saying, oh, I've been meaning to call in. I'm still getting caught up on the podcast. And Matt says, you know, Will, you don't have to only call in post-coitus. And then Brian said, me reacting to Colleen cleaning up her language. And it was the meme of George Michael doing the like Charlie Brown sad sack. And then he said that there's an interesting video. Brian continued. There's an interesting video. This is an interesting video I saw a friend present in a training about implicit bias in jurors. I will also link to this in the show notes, but you can see this video at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroups where Brian posted it. And actually, last week, Jay had jury duty, and it was cool kind of hearing about his experience, which I'll let him tell at a later date. But, you know, just hearing about the case and then the people that thought it was guilty versus innocent and the way jurors were struck. How he thought there were some people that he would have struck but were kept instead, like in his opinion. Just he had a really great experience. Dennis said, have to wonder if the continual referral to the patron elite as, quote, Ed the creepy mailman is intentional or simply a slip of your inherent bias against the male race. Sad. Ed is a creepy letter carrier. As are all his male, female, and transgendered co-workers. Wait, they aren't all creepy, but they are letter carriers. Hashtag 21st century, hashtag get with the times. So is he proposing that we call him Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier from now on?
I mean, we certainly could, but Ed, I'm fairly certain, is a man.
Oh my goodness, I'm having like a crisis of, I don't know what to do right now. Okay, I'm going to postpone this.
Maybe let Ed weigh in.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's give Ed the choice because it is Ed's life and Ed's shout out. So, Ed, if you don't want to be the creepy mailman anymore, you want to be the creepy letter carrier, then you let us know and we will respect your wishes because that's what we're all about here on the broadcast.
It's true. We respect your pronouns.
Exactly. We have hashtag Mattsplaining. I don't know if this was about The Good Place last week. I don't know if there's any legal way to watch the first half of The Good Place season 3 without paying for it. Until then, you can pass the time by watching some of the shows I've recommended, since Good Place probably won't hit Netflix until this summer. Since Colleen watched Killing Eve, I'll push for Fleabag. You guys should totally watch Killing Eve, though. It's so good. I'll push for Fleabag, which was written by and starred Killing Eve showrunner Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It's on Amazon, and it's only 6 25-minute episodes. Also, to get ready for the third season premiering on Colleen's birthday, a.k.a. February 8th, One Day at a Time on Netflix. Really good topical reboot of the 70s sitcom. It has a coming out story that may be helpful with Kathy's story. It's not about transgender coming out, but I think that there are parallels. All right, so I'll also link to those in the show notes. That would be One Day at a Time and Fleabag. Oh, isn't there there's a new show with Gillian Anderson on Hulu, I think it is.
Oh, right. I know nothing about it other than what you just said.
Right. I hear it's really good. Let me see if I can find it. Because, of course, when you Google her, everything is... Oh, Sex Education.
Oh, I saw the preview for that, and I saw it, like, in Hulu. No, that looks really good. I've been meaning to watch that.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. I will put that on my list. But I'm going to do Good Place, and I've got Jay all in on it with me, which is good because then we hold each other accountable to watching things.
Nice.
Oh, yes, yeah, Sex Education is on Netflix. And finally, we have That's What She Said.
All right. That's What She Said. They don't get it back up and running again until Monday at 4:30.
This could potentially be problematic that it's still up.
Hey, it could be.
It could be.
I don't think you need to keep it cleaner on here.
It's like $2 a unit.
I need something for the tip.
Because, you know, nobody else was in there.
I tried to stay away from it. And then I saw some of the pictures and was like, oh my God.
I don't know, but I think you're a natural.
Thanks. I was very nervous.
What were we actually nervous about?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
It'll come back to me. I'll shout it out whenever I think about it.
And then we can have a free-for-all.
That is all for Matt.
Oh my God, that was a fast 3 minutes.
You would like to be number 6.
A second one.
Thank you as always, Matt. So we have a couple of emails. We've got IQs. We have an Andy update. And we've got several voicemails from Dez. So I think we're going to kick this segment off with a voicemail from Astrid.
Hey, man. It's Andy. This is Dez. And Astrid.
You forgot Colleen again.
Colleen.
Yes. Can you say Mayday, bitches?
Mayday, bitches.
One more time.
Mayday, bitches.
Good job.
I feel terrible exploiting a little girl like that.
No.
Yeah, but also...
Also, it's really cute. And she'll probably think that, like, wow, my mom was such a badass for letting me do that when I was that little. My mom is the coolest.
That's very cool. That's very true. And, you know, Desiree is kind of the coolest.
That is true.
All right. Next, we're going to do some feedback from Desiree. And this is from 2 weeks ago.
Again. Hello, Amanda and Sandy. This is Des. What's that?
Hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des and Astrid. Yes, she tried to do our little intro, but she got distracted by the little voice memo thing. So, anyways. We're just calling in to say that I listened to The Dream based on your recommendation and Mike's recommendation. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite fascinating. At times the host could be a tad bit annoying, but on the whole, not too bad. I like that it was, I don't listen to all those podcasts like you guys do. Most every podcast I listen to is one that is done by friends. So it's rare that I listen to other podcasts from, you know, people I don't know. I don't listen to all the true crime ones or whatever, so it's not really my thing. But I just thought it sounded interesting. I'm not a big fan of MLMs, and I have really never been. I know people who have done them, but my grandmother actually used to sell Avon back in the day, and she always had samples and everything that we would get samples, you know, for Christmas and stuff. So, but she wasn't one of those people who sunk a lot of time and money in it. She just, you know, here's the catalogs to her friends and they'd order stuff and that was it. So, but yeah, it was really, really fascinating, the whole, the history and the government, you know, aspect of it, and just all of it was just quite fascinating. The whole subject, because I've never really thought that much into it, definitely haven't done much research into it. So it was really fascinating. But the only complaint I have about the podcast is that as the episodes went on, the ads became more and more obtrusive and ridiculous. You know, it started out with an ad at the end of it, and by the end of it, you had two ads at the beginning, two ads in the middle, and I think you had even some ads at the end, and it was just like insane amount of time that they spent on ads. But yeah, I guess you gotta make your money somewhere. Whatever. So, but yes, I did enjoy it, and I do recommend listening to it. It's actually quite fascinating if it's, you know, something you're interested in. Always do your own research too, and look into it even more. It's a good jumping off point, I think. I recommended it for my husband, so hopefully he'll listen to it too, so we can talk about it. Anyways, I don't think I have anything else to talk about. Nope, nothing. Esther, do you have anything to talk about?
Yes. Colleen.
Oh. What about Colleen? Uh-huh. What about Colleen?
With those.
That's the voice memo thing. Shows you that you're talking. Are you talking?
Uh-huh. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, Colleen. All right, you want to tell them bye-bye?
Bye-bye, Colleen.
Zach is not actually on the podcast. He's just featured at the beginning like you. But do you want to say goodbye to Amanda and Shandy, too?
Bye.
Bye. All right, love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Love you too.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh. I love Dez's voice. Like, just the texture and the timbre is just so, like, pleasant to listen to. Like, I just, I want her to read, like, audiobooks.
Oh my God, that's awesome. All right, cool.
Sounds good. I'm glad that you watched. I'm glad you listened to the dream, though, Dez.
Yes, I'm glad that you listened and you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I have to listen. I haven't listened to it yet.
I have to say, I actually loved the shit out of the host.
It's Jane Marie. It's a very interesting listen. And, you know, Jay kind of felt the same as Dez, where he went back and forth on her. But that's because Jay has just finally really gotten into listening to podcasts more so. I know that sounds funny, but, like, he's, like, kind of branched out. And he's been all into all of, like, the NPR ones, like,
American
Life and more. So
that's what I do. I do mostly NPR.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
I really enjoyed that she, like, is a little bit more forthcoming with her own opinion. And she's like, there was work there.
Yeah, I like that too. And that's, you know, it's a different style for if you're used to something like how In the Dark was presented, like
totally.
NPR's different ones. But I guess because we agreed with her opinion, maybe that's why we liked it.
Yeah, but you kind of can't not.
Yeah, I know. I know. So, okay, everybody else, if you check it out after you finish listening to this, please let us know what you thought about it. And we still need to figure out when we're going to do In the Dark Season 1.
Right.
Yes. So we have one more voicemail from Desiree, but I think we're going to save that for the end. And we will bookend this show with Desiree. So the maze is going to start and end with Des. I can't think of any better way.
Perfect.
Anyway, okay. Haikus!
Haikus!
All right, moving on. We've got some haikus. All right, Mike says, hello, my... okay, haikus! Woo! Mike says, hello, my favorite broadcasters. I thought it was time for some more haiku. Or is it haikus? These were inspired by privileged folk who think the rules are just for others. Oh, good Lord. Okay, here we go. Back in or pull in? Nowhere for my friends to park. The parking space thieves. That would be us.
Back in or pull in? That's what she said.
That's what she said. Red car, my red rage. Clean your garage, my neighbors. The parking privileged. with warm regards, Michael.
That's great.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. We always love a good haiku. Our next email is from Joanne, and this is for you, Kathy.
Indeed. It's, in fact, titled, the subject is Kathy. and it goes on to say, Kathy, via Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. Gee, thanks for ruining my morning plans as I heard your email while taking my dog Midas on his walk and knew I needed to respond ASAP. I am the listener you referred to, and Colleen can probably point out the exact broadcast I wrote into. Can she, folks?
I can. Give me a minute, though. Keep going. I'll let you know.
Okay. I am not going
to... I know it was March of 2017.
Jesus. Our girls got it.
Or early April. It was right around that.
But... Oh, yeah. It was when I was still watching Survivor.
Yeah. So it was March or early April. I want to say it was leaning towards early April, but okay, sorry.
Amazing. Amazing.
Because I read it in the middle of the night on my new toilet. I had to bring it back there.
Okay. Joanne says, I am not going to retell my full story, but a very brief bio. While facing gender issues from my earliest childhood, it was not until my late 30s that I fully confronted the question of who I was. This culminated in corrective surgery in the mid-90s. That also brought with it the end of any ties to my parents, so I really, really, really appreciate your unconditional love for your child. While 2019 is in many very good ways a different place from the 90s, I would be more than happy to directly communicate with you and provide whatever advice or just support that I can. You can either reach out to me via Facebook or the broadcast can share my email address with you. I not only went through the process, I also led two support groups for a number of years and so gained various perspectives and opinions and wrote a number of articles which may or may not still be relative. And that's why Joanne is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, thank you for supporting your child and also for understanding that it is not an easy path. I laugh when people say things about choice as if one would choose such a difficult path in their lives. I could and have in one of my articles write a lot on that subject. Kathy mentioned PFLAG. One difference from 20 years ago is that when I was trying to figure out how to support my parents, I looked into PFLAG, stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and they were actually split as to whether trans community should be part of their organizational reach. In looking at their current website, it clearly is no longer an issue. In my case, it did not matter, as despite several attempts, including my soliciting support from their pastor, my parents had no interest in seeking support for themselves or providing support for me. FYI, neither did my siblings, although at least there has been better contact in recent years. Oh, well. I did not generally share stories, either here or even with friends, although this one I have shared with a few people related to post-trans life after surgery. I really cannot think of myself as trans so much as post-trans. This is a debate that I am sure still goes on in the trans community. But since you opened the door, let me share a recent event. After surgery, I had to find an OBGYN. That was a nerve-wracking experience, but I did find a very supportive doctor who was then my doctor since 1996.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's well, you know, when you find a good lady doctor, it's.
That's true. That's very true.
You gotta stick with it. But this year, unfortunately, I was told she was having medical issues and I was faced with changing doctors. I was asked if I preferred a male or female. That was easy. Definitely female. I know that makes me a little sexist, but in the rewording of an infamous Avenue Q song, we all are a little bit sexist.
I'd say, Joanne, that doesn't make you sexist at all.
I just agree.
Well, if it's something like a medical thing, like it's what you're comfortable with. It is, I think.
Well, right. And add to that, just like the history of men, you know, being violent with women.
Right. Right.
And it's a whole other
yes, that's
layer
not
there.
Like you're saying men can't do the job or that other people couldn't have a male all doctor right, if they enough. So chose. You are saying what is best for you. And there is never anything wrong with advocating for yourself and what you feel comfortable with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've lost the thread. Hold on. Let me get it back. Everyone's a little bit sexist. Okay, got it. So I go for my annual checkup. The doctor walks in, perhaps looks a little quizzically at me, looks at her laptop and asks, "Do you have a uterus?" WTF, what a strange question. Followed by something about whether I had testicles. Okay, I'm really confused and a bit concerned at this point. So I answer no to both questions and the exam proceeds. At the end, I ask, "So am I your first post-op trans person?" And she said, and she then explained that no, I was not. But when they moved their records to a new system, old notes and information were not fully captured. So she was not aware of my situation when she came into the exam room. Turns out she was very aware of trans and post-op situations. And we had a nice chat and I even asked some questions I should have asked my previous doctor. So in the end, I was quite at ease and know that I have found a new doctor with whom I can feel comfortable. Phew. Much, much more I can share both privately through Facebook, although I prefer to do so through the patron Facebook groups. So you would need to be a patron, but everyone listening should be one. Or via the broadcast with feedback from Kathy or anyone interested or needing to discuss further. Joanne.
Aw, girl.
I know. Thank you so much, so Joanne. Great. So the original email that Joanne wrote us was called A Survivor's Tale. She sent it in April 12, 2017, and it appeared on the show that was episode 1.39, and that was almost Cougar. So it was our penultimate episode before our Cougar party, and it came out on April 24th, 2017.
And I respect and admire and look up to Joanne even more now than I did then. She's just the very best. And Joanne, your willingness to share your story to help ease the road for others is just, it's awesome. It's just, it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, you are so inspirational, Joanne.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Thank you. So we are going to finish the email up with an update from Andy, and then we're going to go back to a voicemail. Like I said, this maze is going to start and end with Desiree, and we're going to go back to a Desiree email and then close this puppy out.
Okay. So this week in Andy's virginity, Andy writes in, "Hey, broads, nothing to report this week, but I wanted to say thanks for the feedback last week. While I don't do it as often as I used to, I can be very hard on myself. But keeping perspective will be good, and acknowledging my achievements, however small, can help keep those thoughts of regret and loneliness at bay. We all know this journey I'm on is a long-term one, and the path ahead can go in any possible direction. I don't want to be so wrapped up in the past and what isn't there that I miss what's in front of me and what's to come. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy."
As always, definitely. Andy, great perspective.
Yeah.
Totally. And like, I think looking at it like more holistically too is really important because the keeping perspective part, because like your happiness is not tied up in another person. And I think that's a really important lesson to learn, you know, like it's not, I think people sometimes have this idea that like when they get the girlfriend, they'll be happy. But it's like, if you're not already happy, then Even though it really seems like that's like the one thing keeping you from being happy. Like, that's not how it works. So
yeah,
I like the perspective.
Yeah.
Me too. I agree.
All right. We are going to finish this up with well, I've said it like 17 times at this point. Take it away, Desiree.
Mandan and Sandy, this is Fish and Acid.
You forgot somebody again.
Mandan, Shandy, and Colleen.
Yes, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des and Astrid. And Astrid was just pretending to make cookies. Who are you making cookies for?
Colleen.
For Colleen. You're obsessed with Colleen, aren't you?
I want to play with Zach.
You want to play with Zach? Yeah. Well, we're going to see. Maybe we can go to Raleigh this year.
Please come to Raleigh this year. Oh, my God.
Financially. I would love to go, though. I would love to meet Amanda and Shandy and see Colleen again.
Back at you, girly.
I'd be really excited to meet Joanne, too. And I think Astrid would be really excited to meet Joanne because she works for NASA. And Astrid is obsessed with all things space and astronauts and just everything. So Astrid would love to talk to Joanne. Anyways, I was calling to, well, first of all, I just want to let you know, last week I sent in another recording of Astrid saying Mayday bitches, you know? So this morning we're at Target, we're walking on Target, and she just starts yelling, Mayday bitches, Mayday bitches. So she's got a bit of a potty mouth. I don't know where the fuck she gets that from. My husband keeps saying it's me, but I don't know, he's full of shit. So she's constantly saying the F word, but I'm really proud of her because at 2.5 she knows the proper use of the word fucking. This morning he opened the fridge to get out some milk and she's like, get the fucking milk, get the fucking milk. So yeah, it's I just have to really work on not saying that in public, because he gets upset. He thinks people are going to get all upset. You know, I don't fucking care, whatever. It's just a fun word. Anyways, the other reason I was calling is I loved all the talk and Joanne's email and, you know, talk about the sexism and everything. My husband and I, you know, we've been together 5 years now, and he's a feminist, but he's also a white man. And as a white man, he lives the white male privileged life. So we have discussions all the time about things he doesn't think about when it comes to how a woman's life is. And, you know, he is really open to, you know, listening and,
that's all we
and
ask.
Learning and everything. Right. And, mm-hmm. Like when he worked at a diesel repair shop, they repaired trucks, they hired another woman in the office, a woman to do the same job that he was doing. They like, there were two of them. He was getting a little annoyed because the men calling up didn't want to talk to her because she was a woman. You know, she doesn't know anything about working on diesel. Well, you know, she knew just as much as he did because that was her friggin' job. So yeah, he would get upset about that. But it's funny because I would tell him, you know, about, you know, things that you say, you know, that they're sexist, but you just don't really think about it. Like, you know, when people say, you know, hit like a girl and, you know, shit like that. And the other day I was calling somebody pussy and he's like, you shouldn't say that either. He said, that's demeaning towards women too, because, you know, you're basically saying, you know, a pussy, a woman, you know. And so I was like, ooh, schooled. Now the student has become the teacher. So I was really proud of him. But he's right. Yeah, I shouldn't say pussy. And I was like, well, maybe I should say wussy. He's like, no, that's just a variation on pussy. So you shouldn't say that either. mm-hmm. You can say that. Astrid says she can say that. Of course she will, because she's got a pie mouth. Anyways, the discussion's great. And, you know, I think you guys do a really good job of discussing this often, as well it should be discussed. And just, you know, the guys on the Ramblecast living that white male privileged life, they just don't have the same experience, life experiences, can, you know, realize that it's such a problem and what it's like. So we have to, I guess, keep reminding them every so often so they will have this discussion. So maybe they'll, you know, grow a little more as an ally to women. So thanks for everything you guys do. You guys are the best. Love you guys. I hope we can see you in Raleigh this year. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, I would love it if we could see Des in Raleigh.
Oh, that'd be great.
I miss Des in Raleigh. Des in Raleigh is fun.
I am certain.
Yeah.
Anyway, what she had to say. Substance, go.
Loved it. Loved the shade. Yeah. Snap.
Yeah.
Hey, Des truth teller.
Yeah,
is the truth teller. Des, if you ever became a $50 patron, we would call you truth teller Des. Or something that was easier to pronounce than truth teller Des.
Something that rolled off the tongue.
Yeah.
A little easier, Matt. I also, Des, I agree with your husband. Yep.
I'm terrible.
Not a fan of the pussy. I mean, I am a fan of the pussy, not a fan of calling people pussy to call them weak.
Yeah, right. I'm actually really bad at that too. And I've been trying. That's one of the things I've been trying to get better at over the last few months. It's baby steps.
First step is being conscious of it.
Yeah, I know. We need to figure, you know what it is? There needs to be a better slang for like coward that isn't like derogatory against women.
Mm-hmm. There so probably is way, though. Like we can just get
I know.
We
need to, you know? I just need to right. identify
expand
what it is.
Our vocabulary.
Exactly. I need to identify what it is so I can make fun of my oldest without him knowing. Oh, Zach is scared of literally everything. Like literally, he's in that phase right now where everything is scary. Like
I get that. I so like, get that.
Yeah, I'm no, still in that phase. It's okay.
You don't, because he'll be like, I don't want to eat my broccoli. It's scary. It's just so scary to
okay,
eat.
Okay, that's just an excuse not to eat your veggies.
Yeah, come I know, back. Right? Meanwhile, yesterday his brother ate all of the broccoli and then some. And then he woke up like 3 hours later with a terrible stomach ache.
Right. Oh, the gas with that one.
Yeah, you know, new system, relatively new system that isn't used to having broccoli. Because he loved it though. He literally ate, Alex ate all of Zach's broccoli and then the broccoli that was on his plate too. And they were like the itty bitty little things. But yeah, Zach was like, it's scary, I can't eat it. And I was just like, oh my God. Anyway, I feel like I've lost the point. Desiree, come to Raleigh. That's my point. Also, It is getting hot in here. I got to go stand in the shade. all right. So on that note, I think it's time to wrap this puppy up. We can still finish this show, you know, in a relatively early-ish when it's still today, ladies. We can still finish it while it's still today.
Okay.
I believe that we did get a request from John who wanted to know what was an awkward thing that we wouldn't want to discuss. Is that what the question was?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so what's something awkward that we won't want to talk about? It's real quick, just off the top of your head. I mean, I won't talk about like how my children were conceived. I mean, you know how they were, but I wouldn't go into that. That's awkward, right? Is that what you want to know,
through
John?
The sex?
Yeah, through the sex.
Through the sex.
Do you want the details, John? Like, because I guess.
Time.
Like, what position?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know.
Which is funny because we ask that as if you only do one position in like a session, which is sometimes the case, but a lot of times it's not.
Well, true. You know, but it's like what case, position were you in at the,
when you finished,
at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah.
When did you climax? What? Do you, and yeah. That's a great question.
The other positions arguably don't matter at that.
Yeah,
point.
I'll start writing it down in my bullet journal notebook now. So if I ever get pregnant again, I will be able to answer that question for you. I will just create a calendar just for that will document the position at every climax. What else, John? What else that's awkward do you want to know that we don't really talk about? Because we've never actually talked about that.
But I feel like if it's between the three of us, it's not awkward.
No,
Is there an awkward topic between us?
not at all. I'm Catholic. Is that awkward?
Oh, that's super
No.
awkward.
Yeah.
Super awkward?
You know, my entire dad's side of the family is Catholic.
Oh my
It's
God.
not, yeah, not awkward to me.
Channy,
Yeah.
you should just excommunicate them.
Well,
Oh
like
no,
half of them left the church anyway.
it was so awkward. My computer just froze. My computer took offense.
No, but seriously, what are awkward
Censorship.
things that we don't talk about? You know, we talk about a lot in full disclosure, but it's generally when I before I hit record and after I hit stop record.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
And
Yeah.
it's during those pee breaks where we come back
Pee
and talk
breaks.
about awkward shit, and maybe get knocked up. I mean, I don't know. But
Yeah,
like just,
possible. Same here.
anything could happen during those pee breaks. They're
A quickie
just
pee break. Well, sometimes the
fucking
pee breaks are
crazy.
longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Sometimes they
sometimes,
are,
yeah,
but
sometimes they're more than pee breaks.
yeah, sometimes they are. Sometimes they're quickie breaks. Sometimes we
Very
end up knocked
true.
up. I
Yeah.
mean, I just don't know. I can't remember. It's just crazy. Yeah, sometimes, I go pee and I say a real quick rosary because I'm so Catholic and all.
To help it all
Shandy,
go
don't
through,
laugh at my
right?
Catholicism, okay? I'm offended by that. Sometimes
Laughing
I'm
at you.
like, Hail
Laughing away.
Mary, full of grace, please help me get through the rest of this show sober. Amen.
I would say, though, really, when we mostly talk about awkward things, is probably in our broadcaster's chat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
sure do. Or
Yeah.
sometimes people email us in and we're like, can you believe this? Okay. That's only when people post random things on the wrong Facebook group. Oh,
Got some room in the shade for one more.
snap! So what we're really saying is Amanda is coming for you, and you are not going to win Cards Against Humanity this year.
Yep.
Yeah,
2 years
but.
running.
2 years running.
Reigning champ.
Yeah. We got an
Yep.
all girls winners here.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we
Our
can make
bench is deep.
Yeah, sure
Deep
is.
and littered with ovaries.
Littered with ovaries. And nobody is on their knees on the bench.
Nope. We all sit at equal level.
Equal heights.
Yep.
And somebody short like Amanda, we gave her a phone book to sit on. So
Yeah,
she's like
just so
cool
we all
Elena.
know.
Anyway, good times. Now we love you, John. You just, you troll us, we troll you. It's great. All right. Anybody else have anything awkward to confess before we wrap this up? Great. Killed the conversation. Just as awkward as we were hoping for.
Yeah, there's a certain kind of video that I watch on YouTube regularly that I've never
Oh.
talked about on this
Ooh.
podcast or with you. So, John, maybe next time I'll let you know what it is. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, on that note, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our patrons who w support us, and we very much appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/JaneJack. You can go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patrons link. If you do support us at the $5 or more level, you will get into the exclusive Facebook group, and that's where you'll get access to things like the Patron's Choice every month, and so on with the levels. Check them out. We would be very grateful for your support. If not, we're just really grateful for your listenership, and we're grateful if you could shop through our Amazon affiliates link, which is janejack.com/Amazon. That's a lowercase everything, or it won't redirect correctly. But we do appreciate that as well. Thank you guys for listening. And we on the broadcast appreciate if you tell your friends to listen to us. The way we're telling you to listen to The Dream, tell your friends to listen to us. We would really appreciate that. And if all else fails, it's super free to give an iTunes review. So go give us one of those. But yeah, in next week we're actually going to be recording a crossover podcast with the Real Weird Sisters. So we'll be recording that on January 29th. Please get your feedback in for that. Last February, we released, it was called I'm With Hers A Kiss, the Real Weird Crossover. it was after February 9th. It was because I remember it was after with that we released it after that Alex was born. I don't remember the exact date, and you know what? I'm not going to go look it up now. But it was in the second half of February. If you want to re-listen to that, or just go listen to that, and then send us in some feedback. We would love that as well. You can do that, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Your feedback and emails does not have to be Harry Potter related. If you want to put the Real Weird Sisters up to the broadcast challenge with some of your awesome feedback and questions that you generally do, I'm sure they would love that too. So anything you got, just, you know, expelliarmus that at us or whatever. And I think that's all that I've got. Does anybody else have anything? Am I forgetting something? Anything else to make this awkward that we want to share? All right.
Well. Just maybe like a long pause. Awkward long pause.
Okay, everybody. Awkward pause. All right. Well, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And peace out, everybody. Thanks.
See you later.